From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is debating what's expected to be the last amendment to the massive health care overhaul bill. Senate leaders are gearing up for a crucial test vote on the measure at 1 a.m. tomorrow. Republicans are trying to slow down or derail passage of the legislation, but presidential adviser David Axelrod says he's confident it will pass.
I think there's a will to get this done. People understand we're on the doorstep of doing something really historic that will help the American people and strengthen our country for the long run.
Axelrod was on CNN's State of the Union. The only railroad link between Britain and France and Belgium will remain shut down for at least several more days. The Eurostar consortium blames unusually frigid weather in France for its problems, which began last Friday when more than 2,000 passengers were stranded on stalled trains in the tunnel under the English Channel, some of them for up to 15 hours. Residents of New England joined people in the mid-Atlantic states in digging out today from the powerful storm that dumped nearly 2 feet of snow in some areas. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Shelley Haspin-Kadish reports.
New Englanders had plenty of time to prepare for the slow-moving storm as it churned up the East Coast, crippling air travel, stranding motorists, and knocking out power. The coastline was under a blizzard warning as strong winds kicked up snow and made it difficult to see. The state's entire fleet of plows went into action overnight, trying to keep ahead of the snow that came down as fast as 2 to 3 inches an hour at times. State police report hundreds of spinouts and calls for assistance from drivers. Bradley International Airport, which serves Connecticut and western Massachusetts, remains open, but airport officials say operations probably won't be back to normal until Monday. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Haspin-Kadish in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Retailers are trying to make up for sales lost as a result of the stormy weather on the East Coast. Some, including Macy's and JCPenney, offered free express shipping today, as many snowed-in shoppers made more online purchases. A retail research group says most people had backup plans for getting their shopping done, so the net effect of the storms could be small. In Iran, thousands of people took to the streets today to show their support for the spiritual leader of that country's opposition movement. Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri died today at the age of 87 years old. The BBC's John Lyon has the story.
The Iranian government is clearly nervous this will become a rallying point for the opposition. There's a big security presence on the streets of Qom, and state TV waited 10 hours before confirming the death. Following the disputed re-election of President Ahmadinejad in June, Grand Ayatollah Montazeri became an increasingly important critic of the government and the system. He said the election result was a fraud, and he questioned the right to rule of the supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, whom he outranked in the clerical hierarchy.
The BBC's John Lyon reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, is warning the time is running out for dialogue over Iran's nuclear program. Mullen is returning from a holiday visit to Iraq. NPR's Quill Lawrence has the story.
Admiral Mullen downplayed the significance of Iran's brief seizure of an oil well along the disputed Iraq-Iran border, saying he did not believe it was a planned provocation. He did say that the Iranian violation of Iraqi sovereignty added to his worries about Iran's intentions in Iraq and the region. Mullen said the clock is running on the Obama administration's openness to talk with Iran over its nuclear program before punishing international sanctions are enacted. Tehran claims it has a strictly peaceful program to produce nuclear power, but the U.S. and others believe the program is for weapons. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Egypt is asking Germany to return a famous bust of Queen Nefertiti. The work was taken to Germany in 1913 and is believed to be some 3,500 years old. The BBC's Warren Bull has more.
The head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, Zawi Hawass, said he would demand the return of the Nefertiti bust after holding talks with the director of the collection in Berlin, where it's housed. He said documents handed over by Berlin's Neues Museum confirmed that the man who found the bust, Ludwig Burckhardt, had tried to present it as a less significant discovery, so that it was allowed to leave Egypt. Mr. Hawass is a determined campaigner for the return to Egypt of artefacts considered essential to its cultural heritage. He recently secured the return of 5 ancient frescoes from the Louvre Museum in Paris.
The BBC's Warren Bull reporting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.